For the Tangent on Veritas Catholic Network, I'm Father Sam Chupa with your daily gospel reflection. The first reading at Mass today comes from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 18, verses 9 through 18. It's one of my favorite stories. We see Paul given courage by God in a dream, given courage to continue on his mission. But then we also see some of the persecutions that he is suffering. He's brought out, charged with something that isn't true. The crowds are rioting to have him killed, to have something happen to him. And he goes on this long journey. He has to then go, depart from his own community, and he has to go on the road. As Paul takes his missionary zeal and this great charge to proclaim the gospel to all nations, he takes it very seriously. So now he takes it on the road or on the sea, depending on how you want to chart the journeys of St. Paul. But he goes out. He goes out so often without support. He's a Roman citizen, but his government doesn't support him. He's Pharisee, but the Pharisees don't support him. And sometimes we face the same things. If we're going to be good Christian witnesses, we might feel that we have no support around us. The place where we work maybe isn't supportive. The place where we study doesn't seem to care about our faith. We might find ourselves in a situation where we feel like we have to leave. Wherever it is that we go, though, God calls us to be his witnesses. And so Jesus reminds us that there may be these different sufferings. We may for a while have to suffer different trials and tribulations. We may for a while be challenged by many different things. In fact, Jesus says to us in the gospel today, in John chapter 16, verses 20 through 23, that we will weep and mourn. There will be times of sorrow, but God is giving us this great gift when our hearts will rejoice. So as we pray for the coming of the Holy Spirit, let us look forward in hope to that day of rejoicing. Look forward in hope to that day when our witness will bear fruit and when we will receive the reward of our labors as his witnesses before the whole world.